Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The Ag Economy Barometer rose in March to 177. That is the highest reading for the barometer since the record high reading of 184 back in October. Organizers say this month's 12-point rise in the barometer was attributed almost entirely to ag producers' more optimistic view of the future. The index of future expectations climbed to 164, 16 points higher than February, although the index of current conditions at 202 changed little from the month earlier when it stood at 200. It did mark the return to the index's record high, reached back in December. Strong ag commodity prices and improved farm financial conditions continue to support the ag economy barometer readings as heading into the planting season. The improvement in future expectations occurred even though producers are becoming increasingly pessimistic that the trade dispute with China will be resolved in a way that is beneficial to U.S. agriculture. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey now has a look at the National Weather Service's outlook for the second full week of April.
General pattern for mid-April looks like cooler conditions in general across the central and eastern United States. That's where the odds of below normal temperatures are the highest. Looks generally warm in the west, especially across California and the Great Basin. There may also be a strip of warmth right across the Canadian border, stretching from North Dakota on into northern New England. In terms of precipitation patterns from April 13th through the 19th, most of the northern and western United States will be drier than normal. That does include just about everybody west of the Rockies, as well as the Midwest and the Northern Plains. Wetter than normal conditions should be confined to the south, stretching from the southern Rockies eastward through Texas, along the Gulf Coast states, and into the Carolinas.
The American Farm Bureau Federation is helping farmers and ranchers and farm workers get the COVID-19 vaccine. AFBF Congressional Relations Director Allison Crittenden says they're doing so through the COVID-19 Community Corps.
So it's a group of organizations organized by the White House that are committed to fighting COVID-19 by promoting COVID-19 vaccination and making sure that the members of the different organizations understand the benefits and the effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Crittenden says Farm Bureau is working at the grassroots level to get the word out about the importance of getting vaccinated.
We are making sure that these farmers and ranchers understand the benefits of the COVID-19 vaccine and have the appropriate tools to handle any sort of issues with vaccine hesitancy or concerns and questions about the vaccine. Through our work in the COVID Community Corps, we have all kinds of messaging available to us that we plan to share with our state farm bureaus and all of our members in order to get the word out about the importance of getting the COVID-19 vaccine.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.